Welcome to the Awakening Podcast Network. Get ready for an inspiring audio from this cutting-edge voice. You can find more podcasts at awakeningpodcasts.com.
You want to go deeper? Get equipped to overcome and walk in God's purpose for your life at Awakening House of Prayer's online campus. You'll experience an online family, preaching, teaching, and prophetic impartation for victorious living. We have over 1,000 members online, hungry for what God is saying and doing in the earth. Visit ahop.online today and join our family. AHOP TV empowers believers with spirit-inspired messages and strategic equipping that accelerates your spiritual growth. You can subscribe to stream weekly content from Awakening House of Prayer, conferences, and other exclusive content to stir your hunger and encourage your heart. Visit us online at ahop.tv.
You might be facing a huge battle in your life right now, maybe a relational conflict, maybe a battle in your body with health issues. It could be pressure upon your soul where you're feeling like a loss of confidence or feeling weak or bombarded with thoughts in your mind that are bringing you low. Well, you've come to the right place today because we are believing for a breakthrough for you. We are believing for a miracle for you today. And with me, I have Robert Hodgkin, who is the author of Winning the Battle for Your Mind, Will, and Emotions. And this is a very powerful book, Robert, because the battles that we face in life and the natural are most often centered in our soul at their very source. And if not the source of it, is definitely going to be the victory for it comes from the soul.
That's right. The enemy is always targeting our soul, our mind, will, and emotions, because that's where we choose whether or not we're going to believe the Word of God, whether we're going to believe our temporary circumstances or we're going to believe His eternal truth. And when we learn how to always live from that place of victory, which is His Word and His truth, there is no battle that we won't see victory in.
Right on. No, this is a life message that you carry. And life messages, by the way, they come from going through tests. And it's like, or in those tests, you go to God and you go deep in Him, and all of a sudden His Word comes forward, you grab hold of it, and it becomes flesh in you through the testing.
Yeah.
So share with us some of the testings that you've been through that have made this your life message.
Yeah, this really is the culmination of about 14 years of God and the Holy Spirit mentoring me. And the biggest battles I've faced over the years, honestly, have been health challenges. Over a dozen years of mysterious health challenges that nobody could quite figure out, that often seemingly were taking me out of my calling. But I look back on it now, and the things God taught me along the way about how to look past the light and momentary affliction that doesn't feel light and momentary,
right,
to look past the thing that's going on in the now that is real, but it's not more real than His eternal truth. And if we're willing to win the battle for our mind, will, and emotions, and know His truth, declare His truth, and choose His truth and declare it, then not only will we see the battle won and the victory manifested in our lives, but the thing that's been amazing to me is I've not only seen like great victories in my health and strength, but the authority that I now walk in these areas, we're not only winning the battle for ourselves, we're winning the battle to have more authority for the kingdom in the earth.
I know.
And I go back to when I first really got sick and I cried out to God and He said, "You are contending for no sickness in your midst." And I thought that meant for no sickness in my body.
Right.
And then the battle lasted longer and was bigger than I ever expected. But I look back on it now and I realize I not only was contending to walk in health, vigor, and vitality, but I was contending that everywhere I go to see healing
in your
miracles.
Midst, wherever
it's
you went.
Yeah.
And you know, some of you that are going through battles right now, you know, it feels bad.
Right.
In fact, I'm like, I don't want you to feel bad about feeling bad, okay? Because
that's
you
right.
felt bad in
I
some
did.
Of your battles, and I felt bad in some of my battles, and it makes you feel terrible when you feel like you're failing because
right.
why did I let myself feel so grieved? Why did I let myself feel the pressure of that battle? But I want to show you something in the scripture right now, because even Jesus felt that way. When He was in the Garden of Gethsemane, it says that He took with Him Peter and the two sons of Zebedee and began to be grieved and distressed. Then he said to them, my soul, which is the mind, the will, and the emotions, my soul is deeply grieved to the point of death. And then he said to his disciples, remain here with me. Like, he was a man who had like afflictions like we do.
That's
and
right.
feelings and emotions. And
every
he felt
single one
the pain
faced.
Of it, yeah. right? So he said, remain here and watch with me. And then he went a little beyond them and fell on his face and prayed. And this is what he said. He says, my Father, if it is possible, let this cup pass from me. Yet not my will, which is his soul,
yeah,
part of his soul.
That's right.
Not my will, but your will be done. So he aligned his soul mm-hmm. with God's purpose and plan in the midst of feeling the distress. I mean,
that's right.
I mean, when you go through a battle, you're going to feel the distress.
It's real.
You know, it's
in the
real.
Moment, it is real.
But you make that choice. And I've watched you make that choice, you know, like over the years when you were battling sickness, you would acknowledge the fact,
yes.
which is temporal.
That's right.
But you lived in that eternal truth. And, you know, you were acknowledging everything that was going on in your body. But you're saying, but your will be
that's
done,
right.
God. I'm going to stand on your truth mm-hmm. because you say, by the stripes of Jesus, you are healed.
The thing that I love is Paul talks about this when he says the light and momentary affliction is nothing compared to the weight of glory that will be revealed. The thing I want to say, though, and you've already touched on it, Patricia, is for everybody watching, those light and momentary afflictions, in the moment, they don't feel light or momentary, and they are real, but they're not more real than the truth of God. And
that's right.
And when we stand on that truth, a couple things happen. When we're willing to let Holy Spirit teach us how to win the battle for the mind, will, and emotions, we come to realize how much power we have. Because coming into agreement with God's word, one of the things that I wrestled with along the way, and maybe you all do too, who are in the midst of a battle, is one of the things I wrestled with is I felt like I was completely ineffective for the kingdom.
Mm-hmm.
I remember having to take a 6-month health sabbatical that lasted for over 3 years. And one of the things I wrestled with the most was feeling like my prayers aren't working, I'm having no impact, I'm out of my calling. And God met me there. Honestly, he met me in the midst of some self-pity. And one of the things he showed me is he said, you know what? You're not watching over your soul right now. You're not winning the battle for your mind, will, and emotions. You've given place to self-pity. I want to set you free from that. And the way he did it wasn't to beat me up or condemn me. He showed me that every prayer I prayed worked. Every prayer had impact. And I said,
yeah.
God, what do you mean? And he showed me when I came to the end of my race, I was in heaven. And I walked into heaven with him, and all these people came up to me and said, oh, Robert, thank you for the healing miracle you ministered to me. Thank you for this. And I looked at Jesus and I said, who are these people? I don't recognize any of them. He said, every time you declared, I am the Lord who heals, healing went forth into the earth.
Come on.
And every single one of you, if you're in the midst of a battle for your finances, for your marriage, for your health, for your prodigals, you standing on the word of God, the devil is lying to you. The devil always comes against our soul because he wants us to choose to agree with our temporary circumstances as opposed to eternal truth, not only so he can continue to devour us, but because he doesn't want us to realize the impact and the power we have to release the kingdom into the earth. Jesus won that battle for us in the desert and right there.
Yeah.
And he did it by saying, Lord, your will, Father, your will. I am going to trust in the midst of this challenge that you are accomplishing something. And everything he went through, it wasn't the enemy beating him up and winning. It was Jesus winning a battle every step of the way.
Every step.
The enemy lies to us and says, look at me, I'm winning. Look at your marriage, the situation in your marriage, your prodigal, your finances. I'm winning. No, he's defeated. He's already defeated. And when we agree with truth, we not only are establishing that truth in our life, we're establishing it in the earth. You are
right
so
on.
Powerful, and you have so much impact for the kingdom.
Why don't you pray right now for the people that are watching us? Especially with health conditions, because
yes.
I feel an anointing
yes.
building right now. And because you contended for the word,
yes.
it operates through you. And the kingdom of God is voice activated.
Yes, it is.
And so as you're sitting in front of your screen right now, get ready to receive a powerful impartation. You're going to get a miracle. You know, and I'm seeing in my spirit right now, someone with fibromyalgia.
Yes.
It is not too hard for the Lord to break, and you've been contending for your miracle, and it has, you know, you haven't seen the manifestation, but when Robert prays right now, that voice activation is going to break something in the spirit, and it is going to start manifesting. Your healing is going to start manifesting and unfolding. And so, and there's also some arthritic conditions that I see that are going to be healed someone's liver. You have had a liver condition that is incurable as far as what the doctors say, but it's not incurable to God. And so why don't you just go for it?
Lord, I lift every single one of your precious people who are watching up before you right now. And first, Lord, I honor them as the champions that they are, the champions of the faith, because they continue to lean into you. They continue to press into you. And I come against everything that the enemy that has come against them. And in Jesus' name, I proclaim everywhere the enemy has come to steal, kill, devour, or destroy, Lord Jesus, you have come to give them an abundance of life, life in abundance. And I speak health, I speak healing, I speak vigor and vitality into their bones. I proclaim and declare healing in the name of Jesus Christ into every system, every organ, and every gland. In Jesus' name, I proclaim healing into every muscle, every nerve, every fiber of their being, and especially those chronic illnesses that man says are incurable or they can't even find a cause for it. I command them to be broken off now in the name of Jesus, and healing and health and life and manifestations of your total victory, Jesus. Amen.
Amen. Now, we want to hear from you, so write to info@patriciaking.com and tell us your testimony, because things are shifting. Mm-hmm. When the word goes out, it's a creative word, and it produces miracles. And I'm seeing right now financial miracles are coming forth for you as well. And you've been thinking in your mind, oh, I'm in such a mess here. I'm in such a dilemma. But the Lord wants you to align your mind with his thoughts and say, he's the victory. And start saying, oh, I'm in such a victory right now. I'm in such a good place right now, because God is at work and miracles are happening, because it's nothing for God to shift that. But align your thinking with the word of God. Miracles are taking place now in your life. We're going to take a break right now, but I want to again encourage you to get the book, Winning the Battle for Your Mind, Your Will, and Your Emotions. When we come back, we're going to be sharing with you the correlation of how the enemy attacks the mind, how it connects with the emotions, and produces choice. And so it is going to be very insightful, because it's going to give you keys, a mentorship key for your ongoing breakthroughs. Welcome back. Again, I just want to highlight the book, Winning the Battle for Your Mind, Will, and Emotions, with our guest, Robert Hodgkin. And just in case you don't know, Robert Hodgkin is one of my key team members. He's been with me in the USA since we started up, and he's an amazing man of God and a very important part of our team. So it's so awesome to have you with us, and I'm celebrating this book. I love this book. It is going to be such a key for the body. But we want to talk about now, because this is we are winning the battle.
Yes.
That Christ already won.
That's right.
And it is for the mind, the will, and the emotions, because the enemy attacks the mind, the will, and the emotions. And so you're going to share with us a little bit about how that works in the soul. But I find that for me, the first place the devil attacks is my thoughts.
Right.
He puts temptations in my mind. Things that are not true. And oh, they can be so subtle, just like
Jesus
when he was tempted in the wilderness. You know, it was so subtle, but Jesus caught it and he kept his mind pure, right? But the devil wants us to start thinking ungodly thoughts or ungodly beliefs. He wants to implant in our mind, because when we get that in our mind, our emotions will start to feel it. And that's when it feels real.
That's right.
It feels real. Now, it might be real as a fact.
Mm-hmm.
But facts really in the temporal realm are based on lies.
That's right.
But we stand on the truth. So once the mind gets the thoughts and the emotions are feeling it, then the will starts making a decision.
That's it.
And once that decision is made, it starts activating inside of our body. So if we're believing a right thing, we're going to have victory in our body, in our relationships, in our life. But if we believe the wrong thing,
yes,
we're giving the devil power there.
One of the things we have to remember is the body of Christ is God made us in his image, and he set us up as dominion stewards in the earth. And we see that so clearly in Genesis 1, 26 through 28. And so the enemy knows this sometimes better than we do. So you're right, Patricia. Ultimately, every attack of the enemy is going to be an attack on the soul, because he wants us to choose. The soul is the place of volition. It's where we make decisions.
Mm-hmm.
He wants us to decide that the word of God isn't true, or it's not true for us, or we're not going to see the promise. Romans 1:25 says the challenge they had was they exchanged the truth of God for a lie. Now, the challenge is we have to always remember that God's word is true, period. And eternal truth always trumps temporary facts. The temporary facts change. Yeah, I learned this from you, from all the years you discipled me. Facts change, truth doesn't. And the enemy wants us to believe that whatever we're facing in the moment is our portion, so we come out of agreement, so we make this decision. Whoa. Think about what he said to Adam and Eve, to Eve in the garden. Did God really say?
Yeah.
And so did God really say? He wants us to believe a lie that God is withholding something from us, or it's not from us. You know, well, that fruit looks like the best, doesn't it? And it says it looked delicious and she knew it would make her wise. So it appealed to the body and to her pride, but ultimately in her soul, she decided, and then Adam decided to rebel, to not trust God and to rebel. He tried the same thing with Jesus in the desert, where if you are a son of God, you know, why don't you rebel and take care of yourself? Because 40 days without food and water, your father's not there. He doesn't care. He's withholding something from you. And Jesus said, man does not live by bread alone or our temporary circumstances alone, but by every word that proceeds from the Father's mouth. And the words that had proceeded from the Father's mouth to Jesus were, behold, you are my beloved son in whom I'm well pleased. I love you. I'm there for you. I care for you. And Jesus chose to come into agreement with that. He chose, and we have to choose. Now, when we're facing a temporary battle, and they're real, that battle that you have, like we've talked about, in your marriage, in your finances, in your health, with your prodigal, they are real in the moment. And it is a fact that your prodigal is wandering away from God right now. But the enemy wants you to look at that temporary fact and poke it and prod it and say, look, they're getting further and further away. You've prayed, you know, you've prayed for a year and they're getting further away. Well, you pray those prayers for a year about, as for me and my household, we will serve the Lord. Prodigals all over the world are coming back and yours will too. Yeah. The enemy wants us to exchange the lie of our temporary circumstances, look real in the moment, for the truth, the eternal truth of God that's powerful, that's true, and that we can see manifest in our life. Because Jesus has won the battle for our mind, will, and emotions. Winning the battle is coming into agreement with it, standing on it. And every chapter in the book, I give battle keys. So there's mentoring moments on how to apply this truth into your life and into the situation you're facing. Because you are going to see victory.
This book will change a person's life.
It will change a person's life.
It will change a person's life. Because if every Christian stood strong in the Word of God, no matter what was happening around them, no matter what it looked like that was contrary to the Word, if you stand on that Word and have your mind saturated with the Word, your emotions, your choices, for that word, it is going to bring forth the power and the glory and the kingdom of God, even if for a season it looks like it's not manifesting. But I have a word for those of you who identified with what Robert shared about the prodigals. You see your children, they're not serving the Lord. Some of them are in jail, doing drugs, whatever. I have a promise for you to stand on. But again, see, this is truth. But you have to take that truth and make it your own, because whatever you believe in your soul is what you are going to attract and what is going to materialize. It's very important. But here's the word for you. Isaiah 59, verse 21. As for me, this is the Lord speaking. As for me, this is my covenant with them, meaning the covenant he has with you, says the Lord. My spirit, which is upon you, and my words, which I have put in your mouth, shall not depart from your mouth, nor from the mouth of your offspring, nor from the mouth of your offspring's offspring, says the Lord, from now and forever. And I'm giving you that promise. Now, don't fill your mind full of terrifying thoughts about how awful it is that your children are off in all this sin and bondage and all of that. Don't let your mind dwell on those things. Dwell on the truth and say, you know what? The same Holy Spirit that God has put in me, the word of righteousness that he's put in me, shall not depart from me or my children or my children's children. And stand on that and voice activate it.
Yeah.
Until your mind is full of those thoughts, until your emotions are feeling it, until it is so secure and that you've chosen it, above anything else that you would see. And I guarantee you that a miracle shift will take place. But Robert, we've got these promises are real for everyone.
Every single
person. But not everyone's
going
to experience it because it's about the soul's position.
Right. And so much of it really boils down to, and you touched on this before the break, how important our feelings are. We tend to think our feelings just happen to us. Like, well, I feel discouraged. No, we're allowing ourselves to feel discouraged. And we're choosing to feel discouraged. Now, that doesn't mean discouraging things aren't happening. It means, and it is discouraging if you watch your prodigal further and further away. But you don't have to choose to be discouraged. You can choose to be encouraged that I have for over a year now, I've been declaring for my prodigal, I am laying this massive foundation for what they will walk in. And it's this perspective shift in the soul of we take command of our soul and we decide, look, I don't like how things look right now, but I am excited about what's going to happen because I'm standing on truth. I'm declaring truth. And one thing God showed me that I touched on in the last section was, if we get blessed with a battle that's bigger and longer than we expected, that doesn't mean the devil's winning. That means we're taking more territory in the spirit than ever. We're laying a bigger foundation than we realize, because what we're going to stand on, what our prodigal, what our marriage, what our finances is coming into is bigger than we've ever imagined.
Wow.
And when we get that shift of perspective in our soul and we go from being discouraged about how things have been to really encouraged and excited about what it's going to be, and we declare from that place, the soul gets involved and we make decrees from that place. My gosh, I'm getting excited for you as I'm declaring this, because we have the power. Holy Spirit gives us the power to make that shift, and you'll feel it. I remember when I was one day when I was really, really sick, Patricia, and I was really discouraged, and I was in my prayer chair, and I was actually whining to God about, oh, I feel so sick and I barely was able to get out of bed. And the Lord fairly sternly said, I want you to thank me for the health and strength in your body right now. My first response, Patricia, was to be, what health and strength? I barely had the strength to stand up. And he showed me, he said, you're believing a lie. Because I thought, like, well, if I start thanking him for where for the strength I have now, I'm accepting this is my portion. He's like, no, no, no. Like you said, it's voice activated. So I started declaring, all right, Lord, I'll do it. Thank you for the health and strength in my body right now. Thank you that I did have the strength to get out of bed. I did have the strength to walk to my prayer chair. I do have breath in my... Hey, Lord, thank you that I can make these prayers right now. Thank you. And everything shifted.
Wow.
I actually felt strength come into me to make these, but I had to choose to follow his leading and say, all right, Lord, I'm going to declare this.
There's someone right now that you are so relating to this, and bless your heart. You know, you've been suffering for a while, and there some self-pity has gotten in, and God understands that, but he doesn't want you to stay there. It'll kill you, okay? He wants you to rise up now, shift it right now, and realign your soul with the things that you can rejoice in and thank him for, and just start having a different focus, and it'll lift you, and it'll make way for a miracle. Start believing for a miracle. It does have to be that we're stuck in this place.
That's right.
You know, Robert, our friend, Dr. Clarice Fluitt, shared a scripture out of Proverbs, and it says that it's disgraceful for a servant to rule in the house of the king. And she explained that the king is our spirit.
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
The queen is our soul, and then the slave is, or the servant is the body. But she said everything has to come into right alignment. And I was just thinking as you were sharing, you know, we have to let our spirit, which is the eternal truth, dwells within our spirit. We have to let that truth rule. We can't have our soul or our body dictating what is true and the way it is.
We have to
serve the king. We have to serve that eternal truth. And that's what your book is about.
It is.
Winning the battle for your mind, your will, and your emotions. When you get those things in alignment, it is powerful. So we have about 30 seconds left. What would you like to share in closing?
I want to encourage everybody that you are made for victory and you have the victory. And I feel for where you've been, but I'm excited for where you're going to go, because you are going to win the battle for your mind, will, and emotions. And you are going to learn how to stand in that place of victory. And I proclaim victory over you and the empowerment of the Holy Spirit to live in that victory and win the battle for your mind, will, and emotions.
Amen. This is an hour for sure where miracles are going to be manifest like never before. There is an escalation of the power of God being released in the earth. We've seen it in different places where we've ministered, where hundreds of thousands gather together to find Jesus, and miracles are manifesting. In fact, that's why they come, because of that. You are going to be a participant of that miracle, not only in receiving the miracle into your body, but you are going to become a miracle worker. I prophesy that over you in the name of Jesus. But what is key is that your soul is aligned, your mind, your will, and your emotions to the truth of God's word. The Lord says over you that in these coming days, that he is going to use you to be a light for him in dark places in the earth. You are going to manifest his glory. Thank you so much for joining us on today's program. Remember this, that God loves you with an everlasting love. He really, really does. We'll see you next time.
This has been a production of the Awakening Podcast Network. Jennifer LeClaire is the founder and owner of APN. Our heart is to inspire people and exalt Jesus with every broadcast. We're grateful for our advertisers and supporters that make these podcasts possible.